we're back. Round two of the Grimmies. Kicking things off with the BFG Award. This is for the overachiever of the year. Like, essentially the game just kind of kept going. It kept doing its thing, and you got the point, but it just went above and beyond what was asked of it. And I'm going to try to speed things up, so I'm just going to go through the nominees that have received votes and then give a nod to the ones that didn't. And you guys can shout out if you absolutely want to talk through one of the other ones. But we kick things off with XCOM Enemy Within. I think, Ethan, I think you're okay with that selection. Mm-hmm. I'm going to spell that one differently every time. Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Hulk Comeback.
It's fun. Grand Theft Auto V.
Yeah.
No bias here. Ni No Kuni.
Yeah.
Has a subtitle that I don't remember. Blood Dragon. Have we talked about that game yet?
No.
Did we like Blood Dragon?
I don't remember.
Like we like Gunslinger.
Nice. Call of War is Gunslinger.
Yeah.
And Brothers. A Tale of Two Sons.
Oh, Brothers. Where art thou?
Did anybody play the other Brothers game?
Other games mentioned. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, Shadow Warrior. Apparently Brothers was mentioned twice. Neverwinter. I kept trying to find a place for Neverwinter. Just didn't really happen. Steam World Dig. And Valda Story Abyssal City. Any of those feel like you feel like propping up? Or can we move on?
Propping up or kicking off?
And anything else you guys want to add as far as an overachiever?
We good to go? I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Gift turned one.
Suck the
Gif wants to know how the room smells right now. I have a scented candle.
Oh, thank you.
So
thank
it smells
Chad.
Like it smells like fresh linen.
Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the Right.
That's where that's
white
coming from.
Witch.
I have a White Castle candle. It smells like onions and mustard.
Yes. Farts.
I can go ahead and eliminate one because I don't think it fits. I'm going to say XCOM Enemy Within.
Dun, dun, dun.
I would not qualify that as an overachiever as I think about it. It did what it had to do to get interest back into Enemy Within.
Mm-hmm.
Unknown. But I think Firaxis has. I mean, when you look at DLC and that guy, I mean, it's always pretty solid. You know, if you look at how Civilization V has been handled, it would be tough for me because some of these, no one expected anything out of, or they knew very little. Of them.
I wouldn't necessarily.
There was some hype, and it didn't. There was some hype there, but it XCOM Enemy Unknown. Like did it last year, and that would have been like the BFG. But for me, Enemy Within, like people wanted more, they got more, and it wasn't. You know, it was great, and I think we have another category that we can talk more about it. But I think that there's better.
But I want to caution: I wouldn't say it wouldn't necessarily. It doesn't hinge on it surprising you, but it's more of like I wanted to throw off Grand Theft Auto V, but like seriously, the depth of that world, it's so. Unnecessary, but also all
there is like a conspiracy thing going on around Grand Theft Auto V. Like there's some like cave art kind of drawings up on the top of the tower.
Exactly.
People are freaking out trying to figure
out
to figure out like what does it mean? Why is it there? There's some super secret thing. Jetpack.
There's just so much stuff in Grand Theft Auto that's not important to the story of it
Let's
all. That you could
see.
Just you could play that game for a day and not do story related.
In this competition, Gunslinger, it doesn't go over the top. It is just like I want to nominate it because it's so tight and it's just like this is supposed to be some shitty throwaway game and
it shouldn't have been as good as it was.
But it's not as over the top as the others.
I can't think
about it. Reference to Blood Dragon too. I think Blood Dragon worked in one way, but I don't think it did. Yeah. It did just what it had to do and it was great and it was hype, but like I didn't think it went out of its way to be.
Well, when I played Blood Dragon, I was just as excited as I was when I started it. It didn't blow me away. It met
the expectations over the top.
I thought it was going to be over the top.
I can't think of a reason how Ni No Kuni went over the top. Great game, but
I kind of think it did.
In what way? Just it's super cute.
The animation,
no.
Like the Studio Ghibli involvement.
The fact they made a video game, it's just great.
It's got this big story. It gets a little dark in places. There's a whole Pokemon thing happening in Ni No Kuni.
I'm getting I was gonna say, I would, a lot of time.
Lego. catching them all.
I still think the amount of content in Lego Marvel Super Heroes is ridiculous, yeah. But it's also kind of... It's above the bar that Lego has set, but still not extreme enough because...
Okay.
I had no idea when I started playing that game with you guys, like, and I was Iron Man. I started flying up because I thought I was going to hit the ceiling to the area we were in. Mm. And I just kept going and going. And then I realized, no, this is an open world city, and there's the big giant hovercraft, like, shield base or whatever. So that was pretty over the top for me.
So Brothers...
But I see one.
Brothers is on multiple facets as far as even just the art style and the world, and then the story itself, just like that, and the everything,
and then the gameplay, like the way you play the game,
yeah,
and then the things that they do with it later on in the game, mm-hmm. Like I heard there's a really cool moment around some of that stuff,
yeah.
But God, dude, I'm actually edging towards Grand Theft Auto 5 for this.
My vote is Grand Theft Auto.
Well,
5.
You know, but that's expected of a Grand Theft Auto game to be.
Yeah, how
you
did
got
it?
To just add online component that they didn't have to do that. It was
they did not.
They could have charged you for something that was, which, by I have not played the game, but what people are talking about is arguably one of the best aspects of the game. That is overachieving to the next level. I mean, that is something that most
they're overachieving
companies,
to the point that they're almost out of touch with. No, you don't need to do that.
It's almost like you've done enough. You can go home now, Grand Theft Auto 5, and they released that and they followed it up and they made sure it worked. And I mean,
but some people would argue that the online component should have been there on launch too, which is why it was free.
Yeah,
because I mean, they had the online component with 4, wasn't awesome, but
I take away the online component, I still think this wins.
Yeah, even without the online. I mean, I think the online is above and beyond of what you expect
you
to do with Grand Theft Auto.
No, I'm not saying it's great, interesting content that I want to go dive into and do. But I think it's just like this game would have been the same at so.
And they go over the
top. So much less content.
In so many different ways. Like, there's a torture scene in the game. Like, that's pretty over the top.
There are 3 main characters.
There are 2 more main characters than other games.
And I found 4 so underwhelming.
There's a dog. There's a dog. There's an iPhone integrated app.
You can play Fetch with a dog.
We're not talking about just a surprise new, you know, IP that came out. I think that, you have to give it that credit.
Remember, sometimes chat skips.
So there you
stuff.
Go.
Giftor is arguing that because it's a AAA title, it shouldn't win. But
I think that gives it more cred.
I think AAA titles can go over the top
anything
too.
I'm just saying they could have probably cut the scope in half, and it would have. I don't know. It would have had a very similar impact.
Yeah, I feel like Grand Theft Auto wins that.
All right, BFG award winner, Grand Theft Auto 5, the other finalists, Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. That's really tough to say. And Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Good job, Grand Theft Auto 5.
You finally won something.
Yeah,
woo. We did it.
Wow.
New leaf.
Good job. Good job.
And next up, the Comeback Award. This is, clicking between all of my monitors and my computers, the best remake or update or series-saving sequel. So
wait, what was that again?
Best remake or update or series-saving sequel.
Series-saving sequel.
Series-saving
sequel. Wrath of the White Witch.
Comeback Award. NBA 2K14. It's a little personal.
Sports.
XCOM Enemy Within. Zelda A Link Between Worlds. Yep. I'm not typing all that out. DMC Devil May Cry. It's the official title. I make fun of it, but
it's so dumb, yeah.
Shadowrun Returns. Tomb Raider. Not Radier. What do I just spell?
Radier.
Pirate's Creed. Flashback. Others that did not receive votes. Fire Emblem Awakening. Ace Attorney Dual Destinies. Wind Waker HD. Still don't know if we can give that an award this year. I don't know about that HD remake. Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Shadow Warrior, Payday 2, Super Mario 3D World, Animal Crossing New Leaf. Yeah, none of those are jumping out. Maybe Payday. I still didn't play enough Payday 1 to know the leap there. Does anybody else have any remakes? DuckTales is out there.
So this is a category. This is the game that saved or brought it back? Because XCOM, as far as I'm concerned, XCOM never went anywhere. I still play.
Yes, it's a series saver, a franchise saver. How about that?
Zelda? I would say XCOM we could take off because Enemy Unknown saved it last year.
It had a pretty good year last year. It wasn't really in trouble.
Yeah.
No. But we can say that Enemy Within was much better than you expected.
You can, but okay. I still think there's other ones that are stronger.
You will. I'm going to go ahead and strike NBA 2K14, even though it's the first sports game I've played in however long that I actually care about. But it seems like that series has been doing okay before this.
I don't really think
2K14 changed the...
man, it brought basketball back.
I thought it was live. That was bad.
Let's see what's going on. Let's see. Zelda. So chat's asking, what's Zelda coming back from being hugely popular?
Yeah,
that makes sense to me. Yeah,
I hadn't made an argument yet. I was going to defend it.
I think with that, like again, like when I'm looking at this, like the comeback, like Zelda's like maybe the last game wasn't I don't know. Like,
what's
the last game? Zelda's fine. It'll be fine.
Are we talking about Skyward Sword?
Or are we talking about the other DS games like Phantom Train?
I'm talking that this is the best Zelda game since Wind Waker. And if you,
because in the category comeback or reboot, I mean, it doesn't have to be a comeback. It just has to be
a series saver. Yeah. It could be a comeback and it could be a reboot. Like this franchise, I'm paying attention to it again. Zelda has that for me. I'm not ready to strike that. Shadowrun.
It saved it because the last Shadowrun game was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Shadowrun Returns, I don't think it. I think when the Berlin DLC comes out, that may help. But I didn't think it saved anything. I think it. I mean, people that like Shadowrun were happy to see it play more to its roots. But I didn't hear a lot of the other ones.
Like love for it. You know,
no one was disappointed with it, but nobody was like, "Oh, this is great." It lacked some stuff. So I don't think it saved Shadowrun. I don't think it was like, "Oh, Shadowrun's back."
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah. And then I also didn't hear that. I didn't actually hear anything terrible about Flashback, but as far as the series saving stuff.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
No.
All right.
These are strong contenders.
God damn it.
Look
at this list.
A lot of, like, you really, Coop, you really enjoyed Devil May Cry, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
You
played that too, didn't you? So I feel like Tomb Raider and Assassin's Creed both are both have to stay on this list. So we need to cut Zelda or.
But it's Devil so May Cry. I love Tomb Raider.
I don't know.
I'm cutting
Is Tomb Raider a series saving?
Yeah, I guess.
Game,
okay,
though?
I guess.
Yeah,
I could
be talked into cutting Zelda
because it's they're starting Tomb Raider over, and
did somebody hate the last Tomb Raider game? And now this is a better one, so people are excited about it.
Tomb Raider game is a lot better than the last Tomb Raider game, which might have been, I mean, they had Underworld and Legends and stuff like that.
Do we remember what the last Tomb Raider game was?
I feel like this Tomb Raider game saved the franchise and getting people who weren't really into Tomb Raider to play Tomb Raider.
I feel that way.
But people who were Tomb Raider fans may have not enjoyed it as much as a Tomb Raider game, so...
I mean, I don't think anybody really played Underworld. I loved Underworld, but I think, yeah. So
it sounds like thinking about Tomb Raider.
No, hold on. I want to focus on things first.
Chat, help me out here.
I think Aaron and I are okay with cutting Zelda.
I will cut Zelda. I was never going to vote. Okay, Zelda.
Zelda can do no wrong, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, it has, but
no.
Yes.
No.
But.
As far as I'm
concerned, it was not as in
Skyward
trouble.
Skyward Sword was great.
I like Skyward. It was my game of the year 2 years ago, and I was alone. Great.
Okay, so here's the problem. I want to vote for Devil May Cry because it's my favorite game of the three. But I don't know if it actually saved the series.
Who enjoyed Assassin's Creed 3?
This man did not.
Did you enjoy Assassin's Creed 4?
Yeah.
Did it change?
Okay, if you're in that argument. Yes, Assassin's Creed 4 saved Assassin's Creed for me.
Yeah,
Kind of. Are you playing Assassin's Creed, or are you just having fun being a pirate?
I'm gonna keep paying attention to Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, so Assassin's Creed 5.
I want to see what they do with Assassin's Creed 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Or Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag subtitle.
Because from what I've watched...
they'll do another four Black... Yeah, pirate... They'll do another four pirate games.
Yeah, I feel like if they did a full pirate game, that would be awesome. I think 4 still has too much Assassin's Creed in it. It's a nice stepping stone. Because I'm bored with Assassin's Creed, but
if you on the the series I'm most excited to see a sequel for now, I want to see Tomb Raider 2.
I want to see Tomb Raider 2.
Yeah,
that makes more sense because to me, like Assassin's Creed hasn't. I mean, 3 after playing 3 and then playing 4, not being a huge Assassin's Creed fan though, but I don't think that like they could have done another one like the original series and they probably would have been okay. Assassin's Creed 4 gave them a little bit of a boost, you know.
Chat, yeah. Nobody cares, chat.
I know. I appreciate JPTs and Gifford. And
yeah, that. I mean, yeah. Of course, people liked Assassin's Creed.
We went all over the place, but did we just decide that Tomb Raider won?
I think so.
Okay.
I think we did.
I would say Tomb Raider wins.
Man, yeah, that's the
that hair. She's back, guys.
I love.
Did you see that hair? Man, and that pickaxe.
I love Devil May Cry, but I'd also be okay if that was a one-off. Honestly, okay. So Tomb Raider wins our comeback award.
You did it, Laura.
DMC, Devil May Cry, and Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, Pirate's Creed.
Pirate's Creed.
She really deserves it with everything she went through on that island.
Yeah.
She needed this. She needed this win.
This makes it all
She's
better.
She's resilient.
Yeah. But her hair was still looking great right up into the end.
It was. She got stabbed and cut. And
no one ever attacked that hair.
But the hair was perfect.
Like when she rose up out of that blood.
She rose out of the blood and her hair was still glistening.
Hair still looked great. It's really red, but...
She had a real sheen on it.
Let's count how many times I use the wrong keyboard. Next up is the horror moment. This may contain spoilers.
Saints Row 4.
Horror moment. GTA 5.
All right, so are we going jump scares in this or horror, just being offended? Just
whatever your definition of horror is. If you can say it.
If you can't, then you don't get a vote.
Okay, for now, I'm just going to put Outlast on there because there are several moments, but we'll come back to that. One Late Night.
Is that where you're in the office at night game?
Yes.
Just hearing Josh talk about that game freaked me out.
Gone Home. The Atmosphere. And The Last of Us. There's a couple. I think we're going to go with the kitchen scene.
I would go with the restaurant.
Let's see. The restaurant scene.
I would go with the restaurant.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Although you did it. I think you played through it faster than I did.
I got through the restaurant really quick.
Kicked.
Yeah. I was careful. I was scared.
Let's see. Did he get... Cookie Clicker Grandmas did not get any votes. Dead Space 3... Hallucinations. And
did you see those, Coop? Do you know?
I was on Isaac's side, so I didn't see the hallucinations because you only see him on the
You see him if you're Carver or whatever his name is. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was glitching at first because Nilmar, his character was like talking to himself, and I didn't see anything.
You didn't see it.
I was just kind of making fun of it. I thought it had a problem.
No, and that stuff is awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So I did go back to YouTube and I watched what he saw.
You can see all the things he sees. Yeah.
But it was kind of funny when it happened.
And then, Ethan, you might have to be descriptive of this, but Cry of Fear, whatever made you stop playing it.
Did that get votes?
Yep. Multiple votes.
I voted for it.
Yeah, I mean, atmosphere generally is what. Yeah. There's a lot to that, yeah. The particular scene that made me stop was kids. Essentially, these enemies amounted to children in trash bags that attack you.
I'm just gonna vote.
That sounds like Halloween.
Kids in trash bags.
Children in trash bags.
Attacking you. To get your candies.
Right. Other nominees that didn't receive votes: Slither, The Arrival, The Hoodie Creeper. Cookie Clicker Grandmas, BioShock Infinite, Boys of Silence, And then bleeding and hiding in Surrey, you were being
bleeding to death. Yeah,
bleeding and hiding.
I love the bleeding mechanic in that game.
Dead rabbit.
Okay. Okay. So, what do we want to actually nominate from Outlast? You had, I think, Ethan. This was probably your nominee. Decapitated guy falls from ceiling.
Yeah, that
I would push for the water scene.
Like, oh, that water scene was creepy.
The you're in this you're like in the big wide open sewer area.
Yeah, you can't see the walls. That was pretty. It was pitch black.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was that you're okay with that as the moment?
Yeah. Okay. I am because that one had atmosphere and it had like the decapitation was a jump scare.
Yep.
That one was generally scary. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
Okay. Cool. Now that we've got that cleared up, one late night we just put everything.
I don't understand GIF. Is the house homosexual?
No, the house is fundamentalist.
I'm confused.
No, yeah. No, there's a...
Because that sounds terrifying.
So gone
big
with,
gay house.
With Gone Home is just... It's the anticipation and the figuring out what this world is.
Yeah, I heard, I heard that game. Like, there's that, like, you think that the game is scary.
Yeah.
They don't ever tell you it's not going to be,
yeah.
But they're like once you beat the game, you realize there's nothing scary about.
But
the
actually,
game.
But
yeah, I guess if there's jump scare moments in it that make you,
I don't know. Even no, I've played some tense games, but that wouldn't be
the
up
atmosphere.
There.
Okay,
I'm okay with cutting that.
We can cut it. Everything we said is true. Like you think it's going to be scary, yeah. It's not. But
was there a
it's not going to be the moment
in it?
Gosh, One Late Night terrifies me. I'm going to have trouble cutting that.
Everything in one.
So
late
the Dead
night.
Space hallucinations. I don't have a realm of comparison there.
I like it.
That sounds cool.
It's really the only thing I hadn't.
Okay, scary.
Okay, because is the restaurant? Well, then that's
what are we
more,
talking
it's more
about?
Like the restaurant scene is more. It's more like slasher horror. Where she,
with the it's on fire and you're crawling around avoiding the guy.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Well, like, the Let's Player that I watched on YouTube did that.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Like real quick.
Did you watch me?
No. Did you have to take you forever?
No, I got him. No problem.
No, I think I'm the slowest
one
to do that.
I blew through it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can get rid of it.
So some people had a really hard time with that scene.
I don't know how to play games.
Yeah.
Okay. Cry of Fear, Ethan. You didn't nominate it, so. Did it stick with you?
That game really did stick with me, but I think I personally had issues because of why the children were in the trash bags. And that's why it got to me. Mm-hmm. Some people are, I think, maybe less sensitive to that kind of stuff. So to me, like, it would be. I don't know about the restaurant scene or One Late Night, but I do know that when Josh talked about One Late Night, it sounded horrifying to me, and Cry of Fear, I think I could have powered through it. I think I had to get over it.
Okay. So do we cut Cry of Fear?
Yeah, like that just sounds like more obscene than it does scary.
Yeah, it was a combination of some stuff. Yeah, I mean, I think to me, like, it's tough to define that, and I wish I would have had more experience with the game. So yeah, Cry of Fear, we can cut that. I'm fine with that.
Get out of here, kids.
Go cry.
My vote's One Late Night, because... I don't know.
I won't play it.
In a personal note.
So I'm in the office late every night by myself, and I will not
play that
game.
Do you know what One Late
Night? No, I don't know.
So One Late Night is it's kind of like Slender Man in that there's an entity haunting you. Except the whole thing takes place in an office.
Ah.
Like you're working late.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're working late and shit starts to get weird.
Ah.
And I couldn't handle it. And I powered through Outlast, and I don't know about Dead Space 3, but
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that it could be something that you couldn't finish.
Yeah,
that's how I'm feeling.
That's kind of hard to top. I mean, if there's a game that was literally so bad that you couldn't finish it, then that's kind of
like
successful.
You know, if you play this game,
successful horror,
like my life, like I'm gonna have
problems
at work.
Yes.
Because Dead Space,
like this isn't just. Ooh, this is scary. This is like my life is going to... I'm going to have trouble living my life now after playing this game.
Unless we're arguing for those first few hours of Outlast, which are pretty fantastic.
Yeah, they really are, but I think that, again, with One Late Night, they did a lot with a little.
Yeah.
From the impressions I get from people and Outlast, they had... I don't know, man. I mean, it was scary, but...
There is that whole, this is going to bother me in my day-to-day.
It's so scary that I don't want to hear about it.
Rarely are you going to walk into an asylum. Like, you're not going to get into that situation.
Rarely. Rarely, yeah. Hey, it happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's well, a little, you see some old condemned building. You don't know what it used to be.
What's behind those doors?
In Outlast, you don't actually have to do this. Like, you could just, at the beginning, I don't know, I'm on derelict
spaceships a lot.
I was going to say, when I played that game, I tried to just turn around and leave.
Yeah, Outlast never needs to happen.
Yeah.
All right, our horror moment of the year goes to basically the entire setting of One Late Night.
A game some of us have not played.
But because we can't. Because
we won't.
Because we won't play it.
And then other finalists are Outlast, the water scene, and Dead Space 3 Hallucinations.
Which are cool.
They are. They're all of which are very cool. Okay. My horror moment of the year was Amnesia, but the one from not this year, because I finally finished it. All right.
Or.
Dead Space 3. All right, moving on. Next up.
What do we got? What's happening?
We are up to the Infinite
Blood Dragon
Lives Award.
Bioshock.
Oh.
Spelunky.
Yeah, it's Bioshock the wins the Infinite Bioshock. Lives Award.
Because the Infinite's in the title.
And the Infinite Lives Lore Award is the game from 2012 that you played a lot in 2013. This one got a little interesting this year. Surprisingly, this is the first time we've run across this problem, and you'll figure it out here shortly with these nominees.
What's Lydia think?
Exactly. nominees are...
I'm not a fan of Lydia. I've been running around with Iona or Ione.
I might know
Borderlands 2. XCOM Enemy Unknown.
Oh man. Whatever you give her, whenever you give her
stuff, she goes like I am sworn. The Witcher 2, which is from 2011.
I will carry your stuff.
I'll carry your stuff.
And we're making these eligible because Skyrim is also up for consideration.
Can't stop playing that game.
PlanetSide 2.
What in the heck?
Took a week off work.
Spelunky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that is actually eligible.
Two.
Nope.
That's for you, V.
Mass Effect 3.
Yeah. I went back, played it in November.
And in awesome 7 days. I just added that on the fly because we played it a lot.
We might as well.
Okay. Holy shit balls. Whoa. XCOM.
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 XCOM on over. Enemy Unknown.
Okay.
Who was playing The Witcher 2?
All right, Awesome Knots and The Witcher 2. Okay, everybody I know that played The Witcher 2 didn't actually get anywhere with it either. So, because if I'm going to nominate a 2011 game, our friends list can support Skyrim.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't played Skyrim.
Sounds like a problem.
I played a ton of Skyrim.
Spelunky was a big one. Guild Wars 2.
Minecraft.
Let's see. Mass Effect had a pretty awesome DLC, but I didn't touch that game.
Minecraft,
sure,
the horrible site. Just
anybody else go back to Mass Effect 3?
In November for In 7 Day. Coming back. For like 3 weeks. Yeah, I went back and started playing the multiplayer.
And then I
went ahead and downloaded Citadel, too, and played through it.
I like Borderlands 2's ongoing DLC support, so it gets a nod there. XCOM, strong expansion, but I think out of this list, it's kind of what I want to cut.
Because we played Within.
Yeah. Spelunky, with the re-releases, I think it probably had a stronger year this year than it did last year.
Yeah, it keeps popping.
It was the daily challenges.
Yeah.
I'm all Spelunky on this.
You are? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Then I'm going to go ahead and cut PlanetSide 2, just because it more benefited from being released at the end.
You can probably get rid of Mass Effect. That's probably just me and GIF.
That's where I'm headed. There's our finalists. Everybody all right with that?
Yeah, I'm feeling Skyrim because
I want to
go home and play it now that we're talking about
here's
it some more.
The other thing with Skyrim was that Dragonborn was released this year.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel a little bit better about that. But Borderlands 2 had, not only did it have strong DLC, it had a lot of DLC.
True.
Spelunky just had the re-releases and the daily challenges. So to me, it's between Skyrim and Borderlands 2.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
To me, the amount of hours I put into it, and I think, looking at Jordan and Justin. I know we all at least put at least 50 hours into Skyrim in 2013.
Mine was in the course of 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah,
like a week and a half or 2 weeks, yeah.
Oh, you don't have, do you even have a horse in this race, Coop? Or do I need to go to a vote out here? Oh, jeez. Voting doesn't help.
Yeah, I mean, I played more Borderlands than Skyrim, but that's just me. I mean, I think I saw the rest of our crew play more Skyrim than Borderlands.
I kind of want to give the edge to Borderlands 2 for the new content. Because I didn't go back for Dragonborn. I went back because it's an immense game and still has stuff to do.
I mean, me playing Skyrim was more, I hadn't started it yet, so I finally started it.
Can I throw a wrench in here and throw in Don't Starve? Does that interest you at all, Ethan? Not over these three, but at least to throw it out.
Yeah, honorable mention.
Because to me, it was officially released in 2013.
And then, yeah, and then I think Ethan would throw out FTL if he thought it.
Yeah,
could
but
win.
Was FTL 2012?
Yeah, yeah.
Crap!
You'd like barely played it before we did all the voting, and
yeah, no.
Dark Souls.
So it's kind of Tiny Coop. Tina in the mass of DLC. Like, where did you... Who played Tiny Tina?
Both? I did.
Ethan did. I
watched Ethan play.
Was it as good as they say, Ethan?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Okay. It was one of the... I mean...
Could not believe.
But here's the problem. The problem is looking at between Borderlands and Skyrim. Like, Borderlands, the DLC was great. Tiny Tina aside, the Borderlands was still more of the same. And to me, you can play Borderlands for, like, a certain period of time, and then you kind of like, okay, I'm done for right now. The way Skyrim grabbed me again is just like it was you couldn't compare it to Borderlands, but Borderlands probably gets a nod for Tiny Tina, but again, I don't know, man. That was Skyrim so much.
Skyrim the thing that keeps bringing me back to that is the I still haven't seen everything. So I feel like at some point I just started the game over again and had to slug through all the beginning stuff, and now I'm, you know, world's all open, you know, got the dragons are attacking me, and I'm still every now and again coming across the same like little side quest dungeon thing, and I'm like, go ahead and do this, because I know what the weapon is. So I feel like at some point I'm just going to get tired of doing the same thing in Skyrim.
Matt is pleading for Terraria in his 829 hours. I thought that was just worth mentioning.
But so I've never played Borderlands. So is that different though? Or do you run in the same problem where you start the game over again?
I mean, people that enjoy Borderlands just enjoy like, even if you've gone through the content, that you don't mind going through again. Mm-hmm. And like,
yeah,
and they just kept pumping out DLC. It was not all the best in the world, but
there's more stuff.
They're still doing it. Yeah.
I think there's more there's more content.
Okay,
but Skyrim
there's
bigger.
A lot more content Skyrim, than Skyrim.
Kind of get repetitive because it's like
as far as
you know, go to a dungeon, kill everybody in the dungeon.
Yeah,
you just kind of so like 80% of the quests.
You could just wander around. You could just wander around Skyrim, I think,
Mike,
and you wouldn't really do that in Borderlands.
Yeah,
I mean, you play the missions in Borderlands, and then you're done.
Because the thing that's getting me with Skyrim is like, okay, I went through the first time all like heavy armor and swords. So now I'm going to do like magic and stealth and like, you know, do all the assassins missions and all that kind of stuff.
I feel like in Skyrim, there's probably places that you can get to that you wouldn't be directed to by a mission.
Right.
Where I don't think Borderlands has anything like that. You pretty much go everywhere as you play the game.
Yeah, I don't know quite what I'm arguing towards, but like, I don't know if Skyrim... I guess I'm arguing like I've never played Borderlands, so I can't say Skyrim is better.
Right.
Is Borderlands. So I'm trying to see if like you guys can take my argument and say,
I mean, I think Skyrim is a better game than Borderlands. Yeah. We obviously...
Yeah. I'm looking at what do we play more of? And
but yeah.
I think collectively there and was even a lot more Skyrim.
It's not even just collectively with our group. Like the fact that my non-Horrible Night friends were also messing around with Skyrim still. Like, if you just look at like...
I just met a friend of my brother's the other day, and that's suddenly like... I said something about, I was wasting a lot of time playing Skyrim. You're playing Skyrim too? And then we talked about it for an hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron, do you care either way?
I kind of don't care, and yet The only thing that gets me is the fact that Skyrim is 2011 and Borderlands is actually a game from
the year
before.
Yeah, guys.
But Terraria.
But Terraria, though.
I mean, I guess that's the true definition of Infinite Lives. It's even older.
Yeah,
and
it's
people
older.
Are still playing it
yeah,
more
you,
than
you,
Borderlands.
I'm okay
either
say,
way.
If you just want to say.
I'm okay either way.
I find Skyrim a stronger game than Borderlands 2.
Okay, then
sounds
we'll
like
go,
Skyrim.
We'll go with...
Is that what we said?
No, the tiebreaker is Borderlands. It's,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
is it? All right.
Yep. So we're gonna go with the tiebreaker. Yeah. I mean, I feel we.
I'm not upset about that.
No.
There's nothing
no
wrong with. There's nothing wrong with this.
We're all fine.
It's interesting.
We're fine.
Is there
ah,
okay?
You guys?
So we're shutting,
damn it!
Shutting the stream down.
Throat slit.
All right. Oh,
I quit you.
Quit you, games.
Horrible
this,
night.
This award actually kind of makes me a little nostalgic here.
Happy Matt said the only reason he has so many hours in Skyrim is because it takes forever to do anything.
It takes forever to do what you want to do because you do everything else.
There's a lot of base work that you got to do. It's a job.
A lot of base work. Yeah.
This
the foundation you got to lay.
We have now reached the Mr. Dave Award for best new character of the year.
Oh, man.
Favorite new video game character. So.
Mr. Drippy.
You like, Drippy. You like the
Mr.
Drippy?
Drippy.
You like
he's such a character.
You like the Drippy?
He's got a crazy Welsh accent.
Silas Greaves from Gunslinger.
I thought you liked Nilan. I thought she was your favorite.
Eh.
Well, now you've talked about her butt getting lumpy or whatever. Yeah.
Kid Christmas is a character.
Since I exploited
that's
her.
That's for sure.
That's not, her not perfect.
The Tiny Barbarian from... Tiny Barbarian.
Well, I'm kind of surprised about
it. He has a strong entrance, man.
He sure does.
Mm-hmm. That is a great opening, yeah.
Joel from The Last of Us. Ellie from The Last of Us.
He's a good father figure, Joel.
Was it my favorite... The favorite summary of The Last of Us was Josh right after he finished it. Like, it was, if you don't like The Last of Us, you're a bad father.
That's awesome.
Is it Ludus, the Ludus twins?
Like, Lutessa? Is that how they say their name?
From Bioshock Infinite.
Okay, so that that wins it, right? Because it's from
Bioshock?
Bioshock.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Anytime it's, yeah.
Sorry, chat. Yeah.
Let's see. Trevor from GTA 5.
No, take him off.
Jordan.
That's my line. Richard Conway from Gunpoint.
I had to look up his
name.
Hey,
did you know that game had good writing?
I did.
Sam, the sister from Gone Home. The narrator from Stanley's Parable. Or is it? Yeah, Stanley Parable.
Yeah.
He doesn't own the parable. little bro from Brothers.
Little bro.
Jorge Gustavo from Papers, Please did not receive the votes. Or Georgie Gustavo.
Like,
sorry.
Jorge.
Is he the guy that keeps...
Yep.
Yeah.
He shows up at the cart like the drawn... Oh, that guy is great.
And new Dante from Devil May Cry. Anything else jump out before we dive in?
Where's Drippy?
Drippy didn't get nominated.
Okay, well. Honorable mentions to Mr. Drippy from Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch.
Okay. I love you, Tiny Barbarian. But you're the first one just as far as your competition. We've got some.
Yeah, I mean, the character is cool, but I think the other ones
there's
are
no character development.
More.
Yeah, there's no story.
He's just a badass
him.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, Rex Power Colt did not get nominated.
Hadn't seen his butt yet.
Do you want to throw him in?
Yeah. Can't stop thinking about the guy.
I think there's some stronger ones than that.
Okay.
I like Ellie more than Joel.
I do too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like them both.
I
like Joel more than Ellie.
I like them both, but...
I love how... That's how
it's hard to separate
snappy
the two.
She gets
yeah,
at people.
They're gonna hurt each other because you can't separate.
It's hard to separate
you
the two.
You need the two of them together for the whole,
okay,
the
but,
whole picture, but
yeah.
But sometimes
Ellie's pretty consistent.
Wait. Sometimes when you're walking around, Ellie makes guitar noises and I want to fucking shoot her.
Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I love that stuff. That was hilarious.
She's like, what?
Oh, she does 14? Stuff like that. But there's the scene in the toy store where Ellie George. Would not take that toy unless you're not looking at her. She's like, seriously, she's like, I'm going to steal this toy for the other kid.
Oh, yeah?
And she won't take the toy if you stare at her, but the moment you turn your back, that's how she gets the toy
right.
in your back.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to admit that Silas isn't going to hold up. but he was...
Yeah, got him.
He's a fun narrator.
Just, can we just combine Joel and Ellie into one person?
Jelly.
Really?
Jelly.
Jelly.
I could be talking to that.
The Lutessa twins are pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, like
get rid of Trevor. He doesn't need to be on any list anyway, unless there's a worst person ever award.
God. He is
a character.
He's the one takeaway from that game that might go beyond the game. So
I just like the complications of it. On the surface, he seems like just a very kind of one note. He's just a crazy guy. But when you actually play the game,
right.
Which I think I'm the only one.
Who I think it's a nice sentiment, but I don't think Sam's going to hold
you've
up.
You've watched all of it.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can get rid of Trevor. I mean, it won't change how I feel about
I'm
the character. But no one's going to vote for Trevor.
Well,
and I'm not even going to vote for Trevor as number one. So
where am I getting? I'm with.
I'm going to vote for Richard Conway.
You
got to
talk
pants.
Me through the ending of Gunpoint. is Richard Conway? Does he hold up? I mean, I love the writing in that game.
Yeah, so. I think he does.
When he dies at the ending of the game.
Gunpoint is one of the coolest, most unexpected endings you'll get. And Conway goes from being so he's a private detective. He's kind of a goofy, funny private detective. To he becomes a badass. It's a very good progression for him. So I would. I'm not going to argue for him too much, but he's a pretty badass character. Yeah. Well written too.
The Last of Us is the strength of its cast as a whole rather than individual characters. So yeah. I'm leaning towards cutting Joel, Ellie, Trevor, and then dealing with the rest.
I'm okay with that.
I'm with that.
Aaron. Jeez.
that's all Gif's fault.
that's for chat. Sorry, anybody listening.
Okay.
Jeez.
I don't.
Little bro, next.
Yeah, you can get.
Wow.
The twins.
Well, because this is usually we're being funny. And little bro, there's nothing funny about bro at all.
I don't, I don't want to, I don't want to spoil it, but.
No, I mean.
Holy shit, little bro.
He's in the finals.
He goes
He's in the finals, and let's okay. So it's Conway and the twins. I would want to vote for Conway. Twins didn't really resonate with me.
Yeah, they
were a cool idea, but
I was tired of listening to them by the end. Actually,
yeah. Okay.
I like the twins, but
all right.
Yeah.
I'll pick another fight.
Well, I didn't even think anybody would say what you guys just said. You thought they were annoying or anything, so.
I'm not gonna pick them over little bro.
Again, it's the overall narrative that blows me away with BioShock.
Okay.
And, honestly, I like Booker and Elizabeth better, but not.
I have to get into, spoiler territory to explain why I like the twins. So.
Okay. So, does Little Bro win? Is that what we just... Because I'm with Coop.
I think
really?
So.
Yeah.
Huh. You, Aaron?
I'm most emotionally connected to Little Bro.
Okay. I thought this was kind of a joke category, but...
I really like...
Man, there's nothing funny about
really
Little Bro.
I really like the shit the narrator does in Stanley Parable, but...
He should have his own game.
He's like a floating entity. It's kind of weird to classify, if someone's what's the Mr. Dave? I always think of a physical body, but the narrator's half of that, but it's such a great half. He has no physical body, but just the things he says and the... a range of emotions he has depending on which ending you go to. Sometimes he's she seems evil, sometimes he seems
only knock I come up with against Little Bro is does he star in a sequel? Does that do you want to continue with that character?
Probably not.
As long as it's a Shadow of the Colossus kind of a thing.
Little Bro is almost a show. It's almost on the same level of what I'm saying for the narrator. It encapsulates an idea, but there's not much about the little bro just looking at him that I'm he's my favorite new character.
That's
It's about what he goes through in that entire game. Yeah. So I think he deserves to be on the list.
After you guys say that, I wasn't really going to argue super hard with Conway because I think I had the most experience with it, but that is a character that I want to see again.
Bastion narrator.
Yeah, I mean, if Stanley if the essence of this award is a character that we want to see again, then maybe little bro isn't the best pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to table him, so it's now between these two.
I did not play the Stanley Parables, so
I've only seen the
character of Conway.
I like Conway. I mean, I'm
He just had some of his lines, he's
a sassy bastard.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got pants.
I think with the first few times I played it, I just kind of clicked start mission, but then once I started reading
everything, you have to read what he says.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
When he comes full circle, too, and I mean, I think, like, just that last scene, I don't think I put it, I think we had, like, a best moment award. I forgot to put it in there, but his final mission is so freaking awesome.
All right. I'm okay with Conway.
I'm okay with Conway.
Let's do it.
Richard Conway
from Gunpoint wins our Mr. David Worf best new character.
Oh, good.
Other finalists are narrator of Stanley Parable and Little Bro from Brothers Tale of Two Sons.
Little bro. It's one tough son of a bitch.
I really need to play that game, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, probably before we finish the show.
Okay.
Start playing it now.
You'll finish it before the show.
Right now, or cookie my input clicker. On game of the year is as
we'll know where you are in the game by the expression on your face.
Grandma for best new character.
This is
always an uncomfortable. Award, the not entertained award for underachiever of the year. So you had some expectations.
Remember me.
Let's just give it to one and move to the next one.
You gotta get those finalists. Well, here's the thing. Aliens Colonial Marines is an obvious nominee.
Oh, God.
I had expectations of SimCity.
I think a lot of people did.
I had hopes for
expectations that it would work.
That it would work.
But I also have been dealt with the reality that most Aliens games suck.
That it would be an entire city that you get to manage.
Also, Star Trek the movie.
The game?
Star Trek the movie, the game?
Yeah.
The movie, the game, the book.
I like that first trailer.
The guide.
Gears of War Judgment did get a vote. I didn't really know people hated that game. I thought it was just kind of a meh.
I didn't know.
You finished it, right?
I finished Judgment, yeah.
Oh, come on!
I have it. I'm going to play it.
I don't even want to put this on the list. Typing of the Dead Overkill? That is so fucking horrible.
Who says that? Wait, so...
What is that? Typing of the Dead Overkill?
Yeah.
Is that like House of the Dead Overkill?
Is that like Frog Fractions?
Only you play by typing words instead of shooting?
Marvel Heroes.
It's great. I don't know why it's there.
Yeah, why is that on the list? This sounds exactly
we've got the power to take it off, guys.
Terrorism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know, but just... These are the ones that have received votes. Also nominated, How to Survive, X Rebirth, Dead Space 3, Batman Arkham Origins, I think it's unfair, Poker Night 2, Defiance, and Dead Island Riptide. Anything else to add, gentlemen? Let's see if anything jumped out in chat.
Nothing that will beat one of these on this list.
Verdian votes for Aaron.
Okay,
for not SimCity award.
SimCity Aliens are in the finals, I feel.
Yeah,
I want to vote Marvel Heroes, but I might have an agenda against that game.
The man's
as long as
sick.
You voice the agenda, and we agree with it.
We should have eliminate Star Trek the movie, the game, because like if you had expectations for this, you're stupid.
You're an idiot.
You know, yeah. The movie is the game.
I would use the same defense for Typing of the Dead Overkill if you had expectations.
Remove Star Trek.
So I put Typing of the Dead on there, and the only reason was because
explain yourself.
I loved the first one.
He loves typing,
and I started playing that one, and I got kind of bored. So
he was literally not entertained.
Yeah, I was not
over some of this other competition.
Yeah, no. It was.
He wasn't as bad at SimCity as he was at the Typing for the Dead.
Yeah, no. I'm not arguing for it.
I was gonna say, I feel like there are games you avoided playing because you knew better that you're actually more disappointed in.
Well, I would have never played SimCity even if it worked.
I see the top three here.
Yeah,
I don't know if the voter here for Gears of War Judgment, because I need that case.
It wasn't me.
Otherwise,
yeah.
I would no. It's inf- no. I would take inf- that off.
I think I nominated just trying to think of what games existed, but I don't think I voted for it.
And then I know Ethan, you probably don't have a problem. Did you come back around on Marvel Heroes? I thought it might have had a strong end to the year, but
no. I mean, again, like it. I didn't have expectations for that. I didn't not like the game. I don't think it underachieved. It just wasn't enough to separate it from the rest of the isometric dungeon crawlers that I've been playing. So,
maybe How to Survive? Like I
had no expectations for that game.
Yeah, I had. I got on the hype train for Marvel Heroes, and I played it, and I was bored to death.
So. Yeah, I would say I guess that does make sense. Yeah, if you're gonna have to choose between those two, Marvel Heroes probably deserves it more so than How to Survive. How to Survive was like, hey, look, it's a game we made in like a month or so.
Is Marvel Heroes the free to play one where you have to keep buying all the heroes to keep paying for them?
Yeah.
And that's a broken free to play model. Like, I just
awful.
The game makes me angry. Josh loves it, so he'll. But you know,
he loves superheroes.
Yeah.
If it was Resident Evil, that I said, if it was a Resident Evil game with the same model, I would probably buy a bunch of stuff.
But in this regard, like I said, I had high expectations. I was excited for a SimCity, a new SimCity.
The fact that I did not buy SimCity and being a huge SimCity fan says a lot about SimCity not being entertained. Again, we predicted Aliens Colonial Marines was not going to be good. I mean, I think we kind of like wanted to give it a benefit of the doubt, but no one thought it was going to be good. SimCity shocked everybody.
The only thing with Aliens Colonial Marines, we didn't think it was going to be good, but it was also terrible.
It was really terrible.
So we had middling expectations and it sucked.
It was
versus high expectations and it sucked. Is kind of what I.
That's where I think high expectations for SimCity for a franchise like that. People were waiting for that, anticipating it, like for it to be. As and not even that it sucked, but it was broken and it introduced what we all hate about games. I mean, I think to me that defines what underachieving is it thought it could get away with stuff because it was SimCity and it couldn't, and it ruined the experience.
Or just flat out lying.
This is a tie in our votes, so but it sounds like we're headed towards SimCity.
It's SimCity.
Good God. Gearbox lives to fight another day.
Barely.
So our not entertained reward goes to SimCity, other finalists, Aliens, Colonial Marines, and Marvel Heroes. All right.
I can tell you a game that does entertain me. It's called New Leaf.
That sounds interesting. Tell me about that.
Let me tell you about New Leaf.
Interesting. Take a shot.
Next up, the Queued Up Award.
Oh, this list is long.
This is... this is the 2013 game that you are going to be playing a lot in 2014. So it's kind of predictive, and it does have some criteria as far as, you know, is it DLC based or is it just content or is it because you're addicted to it? So the nominees are... Oh.
I just saw that.
I just saw that that didn't get a vote. The nominees are NBA 2K14.
What?
Sports again?
Sports.
A damn career
Don't
mode.
Jump.
Who plays sports in this?
Starbound.
This group.
Marvel Heroes.
No.
We'll split. Pokemons.
Wonder who voted for Marvel Heroes.
I'm a Pokemon.
Payday 2. Nether. Warframe. Which I got to cut because that wasn't actually a... That was not actually a 2013 game.
What about the PlayStation 4?
DayZ.
Didn't it...
It was the beta. Like, the beta from our beta rules, it's the 2012.
Okay,
game.
Okay, that makes sense. I'll say beta was December.
They just released it on PlayStation 4, which is how I want to play it.
Yeah, they did just release it this year on PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
State of Decay.
No one's making an art. No one's jumping on Coop.
Yeah. I didn't hear him. Sir, you are being hunted. The early access games could have an edge here because
they could.
Other nominees that didn't make the cut. Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, Grand Theft Auto 5, Rogue Legacy, Guild Wars 2 was also a 2012 game.
Oh, man.
The Wonderful 101, Ni No Kuni, The Last of Us, Just Cause 2 multiplayer, Metro Last Light, I think that bears the case, Risk of Rain, and Dragon's Crown. Anybody want to fight for any of those or have any additional nominations?
No.
Verdean, we're not allowed to talk about the War Z.
I want to fight for Guild Wars 2. Not really.
No, you don't.
War Z. He wants to fight on behalf.
That's a 2012 game.
Let's go back in time.
Okay. Starbound makes a strong case.
I will never be playing NBA 2K14.
Nether. Who knows? That's too much of a question.
Verdean points out Starbound isn't actually released.
In our release... rules.
Because you can pay for it now, right?
Yeah. So, early release games that are out in 2013. Out. Yes.
Yeah, okay. I mean, of course you'll play it next year because they'll have added a bunch of stuff because they're still working on it.
Yeah. Are any of us really going to play Battlefield 4?
Can you?
Great question.
I'm kidding.
It's true.
Yeah. I'm being mean because I've heard a lot of other people being mean and I don't care anything about the
game. Anybody playing Marvel Heroes?
Just Josh.
Sorry, Josh.
He's going to come bursting into this office at some point.
If Pokemon, you could make a case for Pokemon if more stuff was coming out, I feel. But, like,
they have a bank coming out so you can actually get the other Pokemon that you can't get right now. But I'm the only one, I think, playing Pokemon. Yeah.
But are you going to buy the other one? Because you're only playing, like, X or something, right?
Get rid of Nether just because...
I'm not going to buy the other
Pokemon. Nether's a mess right now, anyway.
I just...
If we're going to ditch it, I would ditch DayZ, too.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Personally, like, I've played both of them. They both... Well, DayZ is even less finished than Nether is right now. But
does Nether work for you, Coop?
Yeah, I've played it for a few hours.
I still can't even load it.
Oh, yeah, no. It's actually cool. I give it the edge over DayZ because DayZ appears to just be a remake of DayZ. I have no idea how they're going to make it different yet. I mean, it just looks like the same mod on a standalone.
It's Nether, easier to get into a game, but I'm pretty.
Nether has... It may go in a cool direction. I like the supernatural stuff that they do and the fact that, you know, at nighttime... All of the Nether creatures are, there's a lot more of them and they're super strong and you kind of have to team up with people more at night. But in the daytime, you're trying to hide from the people type of thing. So it has potential, I think, but it's still pretty early to tell.
Yeah, the episodic games are kind of a... We can't include those because obviously, we'll be playing those next year.
Yeah. We had that conversation beforehand, so we've landed with the... Early access and betas are eligible, but not.
Just stick to your guns.
Yeah. Okay.
I think by site-wide definition, if I'm the only one playing Pokemon, I feel like we should get rid of it, because that's not like all of us are going to come back to it.
I can come back.
Are all of us going to have to hear about it in the coming year?
I listen to me.
I'd say the same thing for... I'm okay with... Oops.
Just take the whole list.
Jeez. Yeah.
Screw all these games.
I'm not playing anything next year.
We're not
going to
play any of these games.
Taking a year off.
Not that.
We're going to play Aliens Colonial Marines next year.
It's coming back.
Bro.
I feel it.
SimCity's queued up.
Finally, they just got Cheetah Speed back in.
Oh, yeah, they got the Cheetahs back.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of NBA for the same reasons.
Yeah, get rid of NBA, Pokemon. Arguably, sir, you are being hunted.
I don't know. I feel like
I'm getting rid of Pokemon, even though I probably will play it, but...
Okay, yeah, I don't know if anybody else is interested, sir, you're being hunted, but like, well, that was more of a early access hit for me. I can't wait to see when it's finished, and that'll be finished this year, so...
I could stand behind it. It intrigues me. I may play it.
I'm intrigued, but I'm not sure, so that's what...
I can see... State of Decay have more DLC coming? Are they continuing to work on that?
The DLC came out this past...
Yeah, they just released something, didn't they?
Yeah, but... I would be okay with taking that off as well because I think they're working on State of Decay 2, so I don't know if that's going to be a game that you're going to keep following up on. So
okay.
Anyway, there's one that stands out on this list, so I'm not going to argue any of these.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
All right. Is Starbound winning?
Starbound wins for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the Payday.
That game's going to be awesome.
All I want to say about Payday 2 is that I like that it made the list.
I like that it made the list, too.
It should, yeah.
I want to play more Payday too, but Starbound is the one.
Why are we playing Starbound? Just because that's the way the game's made.
I won't play Starbound, but
I don't want to start.
I can't win against these people.
Like, I'm playing Minecraft. I don't have room for it.
I'm in multiple planets.
I don't have room for it.
We gotta get those Terraria hours in Starbound. Mm-hmm. 863 hours.
All right, our winner of the queued up award is Starbound, the finalist Payday 2, and sir, you are being hunted. And moving on to.
The next
guys,
categories.
We're already through. This is our eighth one. We get to we're going
nice.
Through here. We're gonna wrap this section up with the Fuck Me Award.
That's not what that says.
Oh. This is sorry.
You misspelled it.
This is
shit. And let's see. Yeah, nominees. Actually, the votes were kind of skewed. So we got Nuclear Throne.
It's too bad that doesn't form
so
a middle finger.
What's the description
Antichamber.
Of this? What's the description of this category? Oh,
excuse me. Thank you, Jordan, for paying attention.
Because I'm thinking
more than I ever expected.
Nolan from Remember Me.
Fuck me award.
That's Sir Chris.
I don't know, man. When she bends over, it gets all distorted.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
This is the game that beat the hell out of you that you still love.
Oh, okay.
And we've got Nuclear Throne, Antichamber, Desktop Dungeons.
How did Antichamber beat the hell out of you? Just racking your brain.
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
Desktop Chambers. Rogue Legacy.
Dark Souls.
You should feel bad.
Tiny Barbarian.
Yeah. God, that was hard.
Other nominees. Are these worth fighting for? Gunpoint.
No.
Legend of Dungeon.
No.
Monaco. Fire Emblem Awakening.
Kind of.
Sir, You Are Being Hunted. Volgar the Viking. Eldritch. And Payday 2.
How about Valda's Story?
For beating the hell out of you, I didn't get that impression from what I played.
I have given up twice just because I've gotten so pissed off at how hard it is.
Yeah, but I think there's elements of that that are... There's some control iffiness. Like, I feel the same way about Valda's Story, but I think it's not because it's intentionally like that. I think they've just... There's some weird stuff about the controls.
Yeah, because I've been sliding off ledges...
Yeah,
way more than I want to be.
Write in vote for Risk of Rain.
Yeah, Risk of Rain.
That should be there.
Brothers beats the hell out of you emotionally.
I don't want to go back, though.
Yeah.
That game you're just like,
That's true, yeah. You definitely don't want to go through that again.
Just like, fuck you, games.
Let's think of another one. Spelunky's not in consideration this year. It's a one last year.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daily challenges make a strong case, but we're counting it as the 2012 release. All right. Let's
cut them.
Let's cut them.
Oh, man. Tiny Barbarian. I almost just quit that game in a rage.
I'm just enthusiasm.
But I wanted to beat it. I wanted to.
Enthusiasm wise, Nuclear Throne's the first one I cut.
I could cut. Even though I think I voted for it, Antichamber. Because
I'd be okay with those two. I think the other ones are really strong.
Because it was hard, and I do like it, but
after you beat it, is there any going back?
I could, yeah.
I mean, after you figure,
I may have given up on it. I don't know.
I gave up on it. I play a lot of games.
Okay, here does Rogue Legacy beat the hell out of you?
Not in the way.
Like, I never felt beat up by it. Like, I felt like...
No. And the progress takes that away from you, too.
But Risk of Rain...
I would take that off.
Risk of Rain,
Risk of Rain can still just kick your ass.
Risk of Rain literally does it.
Because, even when you lose in Rogue Legacy, you're still moving forward.
I want to go for Tidy Barbarian, because it's an old-school vote for me, but, like, my wish to persevere and the tightness of the controls...
Yeah, Tiny Barbarian has my vote.
It has mine as well.
What are you with Risk of Rain? Is that your?
I'm Risk of Rain.
Because you're all by
yourself.
Hey, you
gotta write in, man.
I know. I'm surprised we didn't get it on the list in the first place, but of those three games.
Longevity of Risk of Rain is my question. And I can't speak to it yet because I've just really started to get into it. To keep going back for it.
It's got an addictive nature to it and all the different items you get. Everything's kind of random. The levels are kind of randomized in terms of their layouts, not so much the order you go through. But playing through the game, there are maybe 10 different classes, and you have to meet certain requirements to unlock them, and you can play it with other people too. But the thing that makes me want to put it on this list is the fact that as time goes on, the longer you take, like you want to build yourself up, but the longer you take, that difficulty continues to spike and spike until it reaches its just full limit. And enemies have way too much health. There's tons of them. And I was probably just lucky by the fact that I even beat it in that 40-minute time.
Yeah.
That was the first time I had played it.
Can you keep coming back to that game?
Mm-hmm. You can keep coming back to
it. Because Tiny Barbarian, I mean, you kind of just...
I finished Tiny Barbarian and I was done.
Like you keep working at it.
Is it keep coming back like to continually play or it's... You keep coming back to finish it.
Like, I'm
going to
get this.
Yeah, it's like this game is... Because there are games where I'm like, this game is too hard, I don't even want to finish it.
Yeah.
But Tiny Barbarian would be a game that I'm like, this is challenging, but I still want to come back and finish it.
Yeah.
Type of thing, and that's kind of how I...
Like, I hate how much work this is, but man, I'm going to get this done.
Because, I mean, the whole replayability thing, I think there are only a select few games that actually have infinite replayability.
Right.
Yeah, that's basically the argument we're... Sounds like we're down to these two, anyway.
I think so.
So, does the finiteness of Tiny Barbarian hold it back? I like I said, it's an old school vote for me. It's I really enjoy the challenge of that game. And
it sounds like Risk of Rain doesn't have to be challenging. Like,
it will wind up challenging at some point. I don't think you can finish it without it getting to a hard difficulty. I don't know how.
Is it like Binding of Isaac, where you just have to get the right combination of random power-ups to beat it?
That helps, but I don't know.
I mean, is it a game where you could actually get good at it to a point where you could sit down and beat it?
Those are questions, like I said, I don't know the answer to. Yeah. I might have gotten lucky when I beat it.
Because that game's got multiplayer, right?
Risk of Rain does have two-player.
Yeah, the multiplayer side's cool.
I mean, but like you could have other people in there who are real good, helping you out.
Yeah. But it took me several attempts to beat Risk of Rain.
Tiny.
I'm still Tiny Barbarian.
I will not go to Tiny, but I think I'm losing.
Yeah, Tiny's pretty... Yeah.
I think Risk of Rain put up a hell of a fight for a write in, so...
Yeah.
Can't take that Tiny Barbarian.
Fuck me! Award goes to Tiny Barbarian DX. The finalist, Desktop Dungeons, and Risk of Rain. So that brings up to our next little break here. I think we're going to order our food, and then let's just come back and grind through this.
And then you guys can watch us eat.
Yeah.
Listen to Jordan eat.